I'm here with Michael right now. He's a member of Rose Christian Church, and he's been a member there for a few years. And he's going to encourage you with the story of a church that had gone through transitions in the past couple of years. And then today that the church had received some blessings, additional blessings from the Lord. So here's Michael. Just tell us, you know, your church and also a brief history of what happened and what you received today and any encouragement for other churches.
Yes, my name is Michael Stokes with Rose Christian Church. And throughout the years that we was in Millersville Road, we was on Millersville Road at our church that my family, we all flock with Pastor Maggie Cooper, and we went through some times of church, our roof leaking for our church, and we just couldn't get it fixed. So we had to move. We was transitioned from many places, and then, you know, about this year, last year, God blessed us 2010 with a new church home, and he also is furnishing it. He's giving us everything we need. So we're just thankful that God, when we stay in prayer with God, that he will hear our prayers and he will answer them in his own time.
Yeah, and Michael is a businessman too, and he took his time to pick up the Lord's blessings here next to Faith, Hope, and Love office. We put it in prayer, and they needed the stove, they needed complete dining set, and Faith, Hope, and Love was able to connect them with another organization that was able to bless them. So I'd like to encourage our ministers, our pastors, our leaders, that we just have to contend and we just stay in prayer and the Lord answers prayer. So do you have any other encouragement, Michael?
Well, I mean, just stay humble before the Lord, and God will meet you where you're at. And yes, I would like to just thank God for Faith, Hope, and Love, for my pastor meeting Merlin mm-hmm. and with his congregation, and we just had a wonderful fellowship together, and I just want to thank God right now, because God puts us together. You know, that's what we've been praying for, and that's what, you know, we have to stand for, is us coming together in one movement for God.
That was an amazing story. I was speaking with the pastor there just not even 2 weeks ago, and we identified the needs of the church, needing refrigerator, dining set, and also stove. And we were able to identify and hook them up with a stove, and now also with the dining set. So if you do have, for our listeners, if you have a refrigerator, extra running, good running refrigerator that you can donate to Rose Christian Church at Shadeland Avenue, please contact us at 317-578-3370. City Transformation. God bless you.